This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Protesters in New York woke to tear gas and sound cannons overnight as police and riot gear moved in to clear the park. Will Occupy Wall Street now have to find a new street to occupy? It's Tuesday, November 15th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is out today, and you're talking about the protests.
Hi, this is David from Boston. I got to say, these Occupy protesters, they've been there too long already. They're costing taxpayer dollars. Their, you know, sanitation has to be paid for by the city. You know, everybody else is paying for them. They should be out of there.
We're actually getting a lot of reactions from listeners saying they're glad that police cleared the protesters out of Zuccotti Park in New York. What do you think? Tell us at 8778-MY-TAKE. That's right at the top of the news this morning. Occupy Wall Street protesters cleared out of New York's Zuccotti Park at 1 a.m. Eastern this morning. Police began to vacate the protesters, saying they will be able to return, but they can't bring their tents, tarps, and sleeping bags. In a published statement, Mayor Mike Bloomberg said, quote, "This action was taken at this time of day to reduce the risk of confrontation in the park and to minimize disruption to the surrounding neighborhood." The AP reports 70 people have been arrested. Our digital editor, Ben Johnson, is blocks away in downtown's Foley Square right now. Ben, you're in Foley Square because that's where many of the protesters moved to, right?
Yes, that's right, Celeste. There is a large gathering here, and it seems to be sort of the nerve center of the organizers for Occupy Wall Street. And they are currently sort of discussing and planning for what the day holds for them.
So, Ben, tell me exactly what is it that you hear as they're discussing what the day holds and what the future is for these protesters. Could they simply move their home base to Foley Square?
It seems like, you know, several people have offered up that as a possibility, but the focus is actually much more back onto Zuccotti Park. And when the protesters want to go back to Zuccotti Park, when it's going to make sense, there's also rumors of a large group of labor activists who are planning on meeting up with the protesters later this morning. So there are discussions of marching back to Zuccotti Park. They were talking about going back there at 7 a.m. Now it sounds like they're talking about going meeting up with labor activists and going there around 9 a.m. and possibly a march down Canal Street. But there's also sort of just basic things being taken care of. There are medics here, volunteer medics who are gathering other medics who are coming back to Foley Square. There are people ordering food for those who remain in Foley Park as well.
Ben Johnson is a Takeaway's digital editor. He's reporting from Foley Square, which is about a half mile north of Zuccotti Park in New York. Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.
Some say Foley Square, as you heard, could be the next protester. But as you know, this demonstrator spoke with our partner, the BBC, and he's aiming higher.
This is just going to make the movement 10 times stronger. I don't know who's planning for them or, you know, who thought that it was a good idea. But Zuccotti Park was a little bit small for us, so we'll see what happens. Central Park is coming up. It's just a matter of when.
We'll keep you updated with details all morning long, and of course, we want to get your reaction as well. Some other news headlines here. Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky could face more charges of child molestation. Our partner, The New York Times, reports nearly 10 more people have come forward with accusations against Sandusky. And Congress is rushing to pass another stopgap spending measure to avoid a partial government shutdown. If they pass it, this $182 billion measure by Friday, it gives them till December 16th to pass more spending bills. Asian markets are mixed right now. European markets are down. Wall Street futures way down. The Dow starts at 12,079, the S&P at 1,252, the NASDAQ at 2,657. Well, we were trying to keep you updated on police clearing out Zuccotti Park. Do you think the time was right to move in, or will the protests die out?
This is Joe Stillman from Brooklyn, New York. The police are so wrong to to clear Zuccotti Park. So wrong. It's a tragedy.
That's one person who says the police are wrong. We've been getting a lot of listeners calling in to say they're glad that the protesters have been moved out of Zuccotti Park. What do you think? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE. Post your comment at thetakeaway.org. We have people live on site all morning long.